This is KCUR 89.3. The Unicorn Theater's sound and lighting designers are pulling out all the stops for the world premiere of the play The Ghosts of Lotte Bravo. With the help of a six-figure grant, the Unicorn has been able to upgrade to the latest technology the theater world has to offer. Reporting for KCUR 89.3, Steve Walker takes us behind the scenes.
Give me power! Yeah! Robot meter works!
It's about a week before the opening of the Unicorn Theater's premiere of The Ghost of Lotte Bravo, and the set is still a work in progress. Styrofoam is being carved into rock formations, while lighting technicians are crawling around the rafters like trained acrobats.
Now, it's all done. Well, we just gotta point it where it goes.
After 9 years of hanging lights at the theater, Nick Udoff is confident being 20 feet off the ground, installing the last of some brand new equipment.
Pointing, it's the fun part. You're like sculpting with light.
Imagine if all your light fixtures at home were connected to computers that you could program into an infinite number of colors. It's like the ultimate mood lighting of the 21st century, and such is the case at the Unicorn Theater, with the help of a $100,000 grant from the David Beals Charitable Trust of Bank of America. The grant was earmarked to install a state-of-the-art lighting system and a powerful console to enhance sound and projection design. Udoff explains the difference between the old lights and the new ones that can be switched back and forth between the theater's two stages.
There's more like computer components inside of them, so they are heavier than the old lights, hanging them all over the place, and then running the cables in the right way, because then you got to also keep it in mind the orders. It's a crazy science, but it's our crazy science.
The Unicorn's resident lighting designer, Alex Berry, and producing artistic director, Cynthia Levin, are crazy about the new technology, which might have taken the theater 10 to 12 years to assemble were it not for the generous grant.
I would say that just about every show that we've ever done, we've said, man, if we only had this, if we only had X, then we could do this. And the next show is, if we only had Y.
We were, to some extent, falling behind of where that edge had been for the theatrical community. And so getting our technology to be once again on that cutting edge that would be a huge benefit to the productions that we do here at the Unicorn, being new works, needing that cutting edge technology.
The Ghosts of Lotte Bravo is about a woman searching for her daughter who's gone missing in Juarez, Mexico, one of the most dangerous cities in North America. Cynthia Levin says the various locations the characters find themselves in offered the perfect opportunity to take the upgrades to full throttle.
For Lotte Bravo, it's a huge, expansive show. It takes place in 15 different locations, in the desert, in an interior of a cantina, out on the street, inside a little house with only candle lights and no electric lights. What it calls for is what I would say is epic.
Alex Perry says the old equipment was more than adequate for making Unicorn shows look and sound professional and polished, but the upgrades offer infinite possibilities.
It used to be that I would have to hang a single light for every area for every color, and so now being able to just put up one light, I no longer have any restrictions in color. We're not stuck with specifically the colors of the rainbow. We have every color between every color you could possibly think of. I'd say 16 million colors. I don't know exactly what the number is, but that's kind of something that came to mind.
It's up to Alex and the designers to know how to blend color now. I mean, you have to be a painter. I mean, think of that and all of those colors that they could blend, and how Van Gogh could get, those incredible colors was just from a blend of all the other colors. And now we can do that.
Cynthia Levin adds, too, that the new capabilities in sound design will allow a deep multi-layering of tones and textures. Gone are the days when the old console would get overtaxed with sound cues and result in the most modern of frustrations, a computer crash. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Steve Walker.